हरे कृष्णा। टॉलरेंस इज मेंट टू बी अ प्रिवेंटर ऑफ इम्बैलेंस, नॉट इट्स परपेचुएटर। टॉलरेंस इज अ वैल्यूएबल वर्च्यू दैट एनेबल्स अस टू कीप स्मॉल थिंग्स स्मॉल। नाउ इफ वी आर गोइंग ऑन आर रोड फॉर ड्राइविंग टू एन इम्पॉर्टेंट मीटिंग एंड सडनली समबडी shoots past us and cuts across us, we may get into a fury. Why is he doing this? We start shouting, we start chasing, we want to get the person, chastise the person. But in the whole process, we may get late for our important meeting. Or even if we get there, we will be so agitated that we will not be able to be properly present at the meeting, properly participate in the meeting. So at that time, tolerance means keep small things small. So tolerance enables us to keep small things small. At the same time, tolerance is not meant. So in this way, an imbalanced reaction is avoided by tolerance. So tolerance is meant to be a preventer of imbalance. But say if we have a colleague in office, you know, who is always troubling us, you know, always becoming an obstacle in our work, gossiping about us, backbiting about us, and overall creating, making life hellish for us. Now, at that time, does the tolerance mean that we just let them do whatever they want to do and we are meant to be tolerant? No. Tolerance is meant to be a preventer of imbalance, not a perpetuator of imbalance. Here, that person is simply hurting us, and if we think tolerance means just letting that person infinitely hurt us, then we are perpetuating imbalance. And that is not tolerance, that is impotence. That is powerlessness. We are not meant to be exploited or trampled upon by others. We see this in the Bhagavad Gita. Krishna tells Arjuna to tolerate. And he says that in 2.14, Matra sparshastu kaunteya shitoshna sukha dukkhadaha agamapaino nityas tam stitikshasva bharata. He says, oh Arjuna, just as summer and winter come, similarly happiness and distress comes, just know that it is external and tolerate it. So here Krishna is telling Arjuna that tolerate, you know, in the course of the war, whatever pain you may face because of having to fight with your relatives, tolerate it. But then if Krishna had wanted a blanket instruction for tolerating everything, then there would have been no need to fight the war. The same Bhagavad Gita tells a few verses later and tells at the end of the also, it actually tells Arjuna that you have to fight. Therefore, Arjuna, do not lament, fight. So, why is the Bhagavad Gita telling? Fighting means that the atrocities against the Pandavas had become so intolerable that he was called. The only solution to that was to rise aggressively and fight. So, here the imbalance was so great, the Kauravas were heaping indignity upon indignity, atrocity upon atrocity. And the Pandavas offered them peace on the most accommodating of terms. But when it was understood that the Kauravas are not going to change themselves, they are simply going to exploit, then Krishna told Arjuna, fight. So, we sometimes, if we think that tolerance means impotence, never doing anything, then we may feel tolerance is not practical and we may reject tolerance wholesale. And then we may not tolerate small issues and unnecessarily we may make the small issues big also. So tolerance means to keep small things small so that we can focus on the big issues. It does not mean we're neglecting the big issues and tolerating big problems and allowing big injustices to happen. Tolerance enables us to see things in perspective. And thus, by seeing things in perspective, we can actually be effective in dealing with the big issues of life. So tolerance is a very valuable virtue and it helps us to protect, it helps us to prevent imbalance, not perpetuate imbalance. It helps us to restore balance where it is properly understood and applied. And that's why we need our mature intelligence. Whenever we face a problem, if it is just an occasional problem that has come and gone, then we can tolerate it. But if it's a regular pattern, then we have to think deeply. And even in the regular pattern, sometimes some situations are such that we may just have to tolerate. We may not be able to change it. But we can't make tolerance into a blanket license for anyone to do anything. Sometimes some person may be in a position of power or in a position where we just are helpless to do anything about it. And that time we may need to tolerate. But sometimes there are courses of action open for us. And if that is what that is the best way we can function in that situation, doing that is not being intolerant. It is just being responsible. So tolerance is meant to help us be responsible by keeping small things small and by giving our big time and big attention to big things. Thank you. Hare Krishna.